Artists are in a unique position to rework our understanding of climate change by recording and responding to our place in the environment. Art can show us our past, our present, and what our future looks like. And in doing so, art can become a catalyst for change. That's the premise of Art Plus Climate Equals Change, a festival of art and ideas that presented 29 exhibitions and events in Melbourne and Greater Melbourne last year. Now, the Art Plus Climate Equals Change Festival has been made into a book, presenting the work and words of Australian and international artists who were involved with last year's festival. Guy Abrahams is the CEO and co-founder of ClimArt, and one of the editors of Art Plus Climate Equals Change. He told Emma Nobel, art can motivate meaningful change around the issue of global warming.
I think art, and I'm talking about the arts broadly, so visual arts and theatre and music, but also, you know, what we see in advertising and what we see on billboards. I think all of those things make up, if you like, a cultural ether that we all swim in. If that culture changes so that we're more aware of the things that are going on around us, then I think it can motivate us to take action. In Australia, in terms of the environment, there was a very famous image called Rock Island Bend, a photograph by an artist named Peter Dombrovskis, which was selected to represent the campaign to save the Franklin River in Tasmania. And that image was sent around Australia with this beautiful, sublime image of the river going down through this pristine wilderness area. And it showed to the people of Australia, it didn't matter where you were living, if you're in the suburbs somewhere or, you know, out in Adelaide, wherever, that this was a special place. And that image was credited with not only changing a government, but also changing a law and saving that river.
Tell me about the festival, because Art Plus Climate Equals Change started as a festival last year. Over 75,000 people went. That's a huge undertaking. How did that all get off the ground?
Look, it got off the ground once I decided that we needed to create this arts environment sort of body, and we called it ClimArt. I started looking around the world, and I came across an amazing institution in the US called the Center for Art and Environment. And they hold a triennial conference over 2 or 3 days where they're invited artists and scientists and philosophers to come and talk about these issues. So there was this integration of thinking and talking and ideas and the art. And I thought, well, that's something which Melbourne should really be up for, Australia should be up for.
Was there a work or a person or an essay involved in the festival that you found particularly inspiring personally?
Yeah, look, you know, it's like a bit like saying, you know, which of your children is your favourite. But and so it depends what I'm thinking of at the time. Look, there was one that I'd seen actually at the Centre for Art and Environment in Nevada and had heard this artist speak. And his name's Chris Jordan. He's an American photographer. He has documented things like the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. But the images which really grabbed me when I first heard him speak were these photographs he was taken of baby albatross on the island of Midway in the middle of the Pacific. And what happens there is the mother albatross feed their chicks on what they find floating on the surface of the ocean, and most of what they find are bits and pieces of plastic. So there are these gut-wrenching images of baby albatross which have eaten all of this plastic being fed by their mother. And then finally, of course, they just seize up and die. And these, once again, incredibly poignant images of chicks which are decomposing. And as they decompose, they reveal these sort of piles of pen tops and ping pong balls and cigarette lighters and all other bits and pieces of plastic which they've ingested. It is, once again, art making the invisible visible. Now, climate change is sort of invisible. The carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is invisible, and because of that, we don't really worry about it. And plastic, although we see it every day, up until relatively recently, we haven't been aware of the problems that it causes. And these images brought home to us that even thousands of miles away, these poor little albatross were being affected by the plastic bag that was going down the drain into the river, out into the bay, and out into the ocean.
Do you think that there is still hope if we do get our act together about climate change? And I don't know, it just seems like such a monumental undertaking, doesn't it?
It's a monumental undertaking, but I absolutely think there's hope. That's why I'm sitting here. I've got opposite my desk every morning when I get up and sit down and start work. I've got an artwork. It's a print of a figure who's writing graffiti on a wall, and he's just written, if you're reading this, there's still time. You know, we've got a chance to make things so much better than they might be. It's not a question of all or nothing. It's a question of how good are we going to make our future rather than how bad are we going to let it become.
Guy Abraham, CEO and co-founder of ClimArt and one of the editors of Art Plus Climate Equals Change, speaking with Emma Nobel. Art Plus Climate Equals Change is published by Melbourne University Publishing.